This Labor Day, members of the United Mine Workers of America marched 11 miles from the town of Marmet in West Virginia to Racine. As Emily Allen reports, the route traces part of a much longer journey miners made almost a century ago.
98 years ago, thousands of union miners marched into Logan and Mingo counties to protest treatment in what was then anti-union territory. The marchers clashed with coal company guards at Blair Mountain in a battle so bloody, then-President Warren Harding ordered army troops to restore order. On Monday, present-day members of the United Mine Workers of America marched to commemorate what they say was one of the greatest labor events in the nation's history.
That this is the greatest insurrection in the history of these United States other than the Civil War. We should be teaching this in every classroom in America.
That's UMWA International President Cecil Roberts, one of Monday's marchers. Unlike the reception miners received nearly 100 years ago, Roberts' march ended with a celebratory picnic at John Slack Park. But Monday's picnic wasn't just about history. Roberts had much to say about the state of the coal industry today and his group's concerns with mining jobs leaving the United States.
And if you're going to burn coal and produce coal, produce it safely with the best coal miners in the world who are making middle-class jobs.
Roberts will be in Washington Wednesday to discuss the coal industry, specifically regarding legislation on climate change and the 2020 election.